American Language Course, Book 27, Tape 3D. Hello. Open your Language Laboratory Activities booklet to Tape 3D. Look at Figure 1. One of man's greatest scientific achievements in the 20th century was the exploration of space. The highlight of the project was the development of the Space Shuttle, the world's first reusable spacecraft. This spacecraft enabled man to explore space, to conduct experiments, and to return to Earth. The Space Shuttle is similar to an airplane. A rocket launches the shuttle into orbit around the Earth, then the shuttle flies back to Earth. The shuttle does not fly to the moon. It flies around the Earth about 150 miles above the surface. Today, we're going to listen to an actual conversation between the ground controllers and Space Shuttle personnel as the shuttle, Challenger, comes in for a landing. Look at the underlined words in Figure 1. Repeat. Altitude. Altitude. Repeat. Altitude is height above the ground. Altitude is height above the ground. Repeat. Velocity. Velocity. Repeat. Velocity is the same as speed. Velocity is the same as speed. Now, look at the items in Figure 2. There are two words or phrases in each item. You will hear only one of them. Listen. Then circle the word or phrase you hear.
Altitude 36,000 feet. Now acquiring the heading alignment circle. Standing by for a report from the flight dynamics officer. And looks good, coming on the heading alignment circle. Now altitude 30,000 feet, velocity 800 feet per second. Challenger making its sweeping right-hand overhead turn, altitude 25,000 feet. Velocity 745 feet per second. Commander Gordon Fullerton manually flying the Challenger around the heading alignment circle as it begins to approach runway centerline. Still in its wide, sweeping 230-degree turn, altitude 18,000 feet, velocity 650 feet per second, descending at 165 feet per second. Guidance officer reports navigation is good in both the primary and backup systems on board Challenger. Flight dynamics officer reports Challenger looks good, turning on to final. Challenger on glide slope. Slightly left of center line, altitude 11,000 feet, velocity 600 feet per second.
Challenger Houston. Houston, we show you on glide slope, the converging center line, winds 160 at 6.
Roger. Altitude 7,000 feet, velocity 550 feet per second. On glide slope, approaching center line. Flight Dynamics Officer reports on center line, on glide slope, altitude 3,000 feet. Descending 180 feet per second. Velocity 550 feet per second. Gear down. Altitude 400 feet.
Check your answers for figure 2. Number 1 is the first word, altitude. Altitude. Number 2 is the first phrase, standing by. Standing by. Number 3 is the second phrase, feet per second. Feet per second. Number 4 is the second word, flying. Flying. Number 5 is the first phrase, to approach. To approach. Number 6 is the second word, sweeping. Sweeping. Number 7 is the first word, descending. Descending. Number 8 is the first phrase, glide slope. Glide slope. Number 9 is the first word, center line. Center line. Number 10 is the second phrase, gear down. Gear down. Number 11 is the second phrase, gear locked. Gear locked. Number 12 is the first word, touchdown. Touchdown. Number 13 is the first phrase, nose wheel. Nose wheel. Number 14 is the first phrase, wheels stop. Wheels stop. Look at the example in figure 3. Listen for the altitude and velocity numbers in the example.
Altitude 36,000 feet. Now acquiring the heading alignment circle. Standing by for a report from the flight dynamics officer. And looks good coming on the heading alignment circle. Now altitude 30,000 feet, velocity 800 feet per second.
The voice you heard was that of the ground controller. He said, altitude 36,000 feet. then altitude 30,000 feet, velocity 800 feet per second. Listen and write the other altitude and velocity numbers as you hear them. You will hear other numbers in addition to the altitudes and velocities. Write only the altitude and velocity numbers. I repeat, write only the altitude and velocity numbers.
Challenger making its sweeping right-hand overhead turn, altitude 25,000 feet, velocity 745 feet per second. Commander Gordon Fullerton manually flying the Challenger around the heading alignment circle as it begins to approach runway centerline. Still in its wide sweeping 230-degree turn, altitude 18,000 feet, velocity 650 feet per second, descending at 165 feet per second. Guidance officer reports navigation is good in both the primary and backup systems on board Challenger. Flight dynamics officer reports Challenger looks good, turning on to final. Challenger on glide slope. Flight lead up to center line, altitude 11,000 feet, velocity 600 feet per second.
Challenger Houston, we show you on glide slope, converging center line, winds 160 at 6. Roger.
Altitude 7,000 feet, velocity 550 feet per second. On glide slope, approaching center line. Flight dynamics officer reports on center line on glide slope, altitude 3,000 feet.
Now, check the information in Figure 3. Number 1, the altitude is 25,000 feet. The velocity is 745 feet per second. Number 2, the altitude is 18,000 feet. The velocity is 650 feet per second. Number 3, the altitude is 11,000 feet. The velocity is 600 feet per second. Number 4, the altitude is 7,000 feet. The velocity is 550 feet per second. Look at Figure 4. First, listen to a question. Then, listen again and choose the best answer, A, B, or C. Question number 1. Which line is Challenger approaching? Listen and select.
Altitude 7,000 feet, velocity 550 feet per second. On glide slope, approaching center line.
Question number 2. What locks as Challenger lands?
Flight dynamics officer reports on center line on glide slope, altitude 3,000 feet. Descending 180 feet per second. Velocity 550 feet per second. And gear down. Altitude 400 feet.
Question number 3. Where is the touchdown?
Main gear down. Nose wheel coming down. Touchdown on the nose gear.
Question number 4. Which runway does Challenger land on?
Challenger kicking up a lot of dust on the runway 23 at Edwards as it rolls to its
check your answers. Number one, which line is Challenger approaching? The answer is letter B. Challenger is approaching the center line. Number two, Watt locks as Challenger lands? The answer is letter B. The gear locks as Challenger lands. Number three, where is the touchdown? The answer is letter C, the nose gear. The touchdown is on the nose gear. Number four, which runway does Challenger land on? The answer is letter A. Challenger lands on runway 23. Now, look at figure 5. In the left column are the basic or root forms of some words you will hear on the next part of the tape. On the tape, you will hear a different form of the word. Circle the word in column A, column B, or column C that you hear on the tape. Listen and circle.
Challenger Houston, we show you on glide slope, the converging center line, winds 160 at 6. Roger.
Altitude 7,000 feet, velocity 550 feet per second. On glide slope, approaching center line. Flight Dynamics Officer reports on center line on glide slope, altitude 3,000 feet. Descending 180 feet per second. Velocity 550 feet per second. And gear down. Altitude 400 feet. Gear locked. Touchdown. Main gear down. Nose wheel coming down. Touchdown on the nose gear.
Now, let's check what you circled. Number one is in column B, approaching. APPROACHING. Number two is in column A, reports. REPORTS. Number three is in column C, locked. LOCKED. Number four is in column B, coming. COMING. Number five is in column A, rolls. ROLLS. Now, look at figure 6. You will hear the paragraph only once. As you hear it, write in each of the missing words. Space travel and exploration will become more and more common as we progress through the next century. Already, scientists are studying how we can use the resources of our natural satellite in order to begin and maintain lunar colonies. Lunar, the adjective for moon, is a word which will appear quite often in future news stories. Most scientists expect that by the year 2020, there will be permanent lunar colonies. Lunar exploration has only just begun. Let's check what you wrote. Number one, the word is more. M-O-R-E. Number two is through. T-H-R-O-U-G-H. Number three is studying. S-T-U-D-Y. I-N-G. Number four is of. O-F. Number five is begin. B-E-G-I-N. Number six is adjective. A-D-J-E-C-T-I-V-E. Number seven is will, W-I-L-L. Number eight is stories, S-T-O-R-I-E-S. Number nine is year, Y-E-A-R. And number ten is colonies. C-O-L-O-N-I-E-S. This is the end of tape 3D, book 27.